We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Austin Meadows just went deep. Rays lead the Pirates. Grapefruit League action, I believe it is. Let me refresh my page here, Chalooch. 3-0 Tampa. Scheduled to play 5 today, Craig? Another one of these.
A little more than that.
Show and goes. Oh, 7?
I think today is to be determined.
All 9? Oh, okay.
Go to end early, though.
Between the Pirates and Rays, I wonder if Chris Archer will bring Shane Boz into the game. He's so high on Boz. And
yeah, now he's going to tweet, this Austin Meadows guy, have you heard about him?
Yeah, he's really tweaking Pirates fans, huh?
I can't stand him.
Got the handle on the knife, and he is twisting.
I don't think he should be allowed to handle the knife when he pitched like crap here. He can't dunk on Pirates fans.
Yeah, he took the knife when he was here and stabbed himself in the back.
Exactly. Or like Colony yesterday when he said the power play and penalty kill for the Penguins was like choosing between cyanide and shooting yourself in the face.
Right, or head, but yeah, not face. I'd go side of the head, but that, you know.
And Jim is back, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, so they're getting their money's worth with comments like that.
Two straight days. This is big.
Hey, both were better last night, Jim. Power play and penalty kill.
No kidding. Yeah, well, you couldn't do any better than the penalty kill did. They were 5 for 5. And then the other interesting thing is that, you know, like I tweeted out actually, it's like, I guess I can't complain about overpassing. All 5 guys on the power play touched the puck before Kapanen scored. It was boom, 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 and then boom. And so, you know, every once in a while, I guess passing does pay off. But, you know, watching that play, they, you know, there was some movement and the players were moving, the puck was moving, and a guy was open at the side of the net. So, you know, I guess sometimes it is okay to pass the puck around, but you have to create the angles, which is what they haven't been doing a whole lot of.
Jim, I think Bill Simmons came up with this. I don't like him anymore, but back when I did.
He's a Boston guy, isn't he?
Yeah, and he came up with, like way before he got insanely famous, one of the things that got him on the map at ESPN was he came up with the Ewing theory that when you subtract a team's best player, they sometimes rally and play better. I think he used like that 99 Knicks team that made it to the NBA Finals, obviously without Patrick Ewing as his example. How do you explain the Penguins' overall record when they don't have Sidney Crosby? What is it, Pony, 19-6-4?
They're 19-6-4 without him since the start of last year, and 34-28-3 with him, so 34 wins to 31 losses.
Give me something, Jim, because I can't come up with anything that I can actually tangibly grasp here.
I knew that they had played well last season without him, and I couldn't remember the exact number because I kind of don't remember much about last season. I was doing some stuff talking about, you know, trying to figure out after I told you guys that, you know, they were playing horribly. I wrote a thing about, okay, here's how they can win even without Sid. And one of them obviously is Malkin. And when you look up the numbers that Malkin puts up without Sid, so we knew that. We knew that Malkin also often plays better when Crosby's not in the lineup. We've seen that. The record, though, I didn't realize that it was so lopsided, and it is tough to explain. And now, I don't imagine that you're suggesting that they pull an Edmonton Oilers and trade him to the LA Kings.
No, because they still have Messier.
And they can win another cup without him. But it's a weird thing. But you know, everybody that had to, you know, step up, did. everybody, maybe except the one exception, probably Sam Lafferty, who committed two penalties, and that line, even though I actually thought they looked good at times, but without Tanev, that, you know, Bluger and Aston Reese didn't have the impact that they do when Tanev's on that line, because Tanev is just great. But everybody that had to step up, meaning guys like Malkin, I thought Malkin had a really active game last night, even though he only had one assist. Kapanen obviously stepped up. I think McCann has been really good since he's returned, although he's, what, played three games, and Sunday was a bad game for everybody, so that doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hold that against him. But, you know, all those guys. But when you put Malkin with Rust and with Guentzel, that's a dynamic combination. And as long as they'll stay together as long as Sid's out. And, you know, Mike Sullivan said again today that the COVID protocol doesn't allow him to say anything. You know, he said, and I'm sure this is just the way he likes it, right? The way coaches don't like to talk about players that aren't there, where he says, this is in the league's hands, so I can't really tell you anything. So, you know, they'll stay together. And it's not like they're going to be okay. They still have two more games against the Flyers. And the way that game started last night, it easily could have gone the other way had Tristan Jarry not been fabulous.
Yep.
He was really good. And so that's a little bit deceptive, you know, how quote-unquote well they played without him. But guys did play well, I thought, at least once the game got going.
What was Jim Colony's inside the arena experience like with all the things that are now being made, all the changes being made by the Penguins to accommodate at least some fans?
You know, well, you know what's weird is that it was no different for me. Mm-hmm. From my experience, because how we get in, and we don't really interact with anybody. We, you know, go in through a side entrance. It's actually a different entrance. It takes us right to the elevator, which takes us right up to the seventh level. Now, I did between the first and second periods, I did go down to the concourse level just to sort of walk around and see what was going on. And because I wanted to experience that. But you could see the pictures. I posted a couple of them where the fans, you know, if you're a family, you've got people sitting like 1, 2, 3, 4 seats together maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's, you know, like two people every other seat. And they spread it out really well.
How about beers and concessions? Those things still open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not as many of them. I mean, a lot of them are curtained off. But the ones that were open, everything seemed to go rather smoothly. But obviously, it wasn't like a regular game when you had five times as many people filling the concourses in between periods, because, you know, we've all been there, and sometimes it actually is difficult to move in the lines and the restrooms and, you know, everything else. So they're really doing the best they can. They were ready for it. I heard Ron Cook today earlier was talking about how he was on WIP in Philly this morning, and
he was.
The 76ers aren't prepared. Like, for some reason, at Wells Fargo Center, they didn't have a plan in place. You know, the Penguins have been sitting on contingency plans for X number of people as soon as they were allowed in. And they, you know, they handled it the way they handle a lot of stuff. I think I didn't hear any fans complaining. I don't think you've gotten any texts or calls or anything from people that are complaining about it. And presumably tomorrow night, it'll be a different group of 2,800 people. And then Saturday afternoon, it'll be another different group of 2,800 people, because you have to spread it around among season ticket holders and fans, you know, that were able to get the non-season ticket holders that were able to get tickets yesterday after 10. So so far, so good as far as I'm concerned.
Did it?
And
I mean,
loud.
It didn't feel.
Oh.
Okay, so that was my question. Like, once you actually got into the flow of watching a hockey game, did it feel close to a normal game? Did it feel, I mean, you're obviously looking at the stands and there's so few people, but did like the vibe in general, the atmosphere seem good?
Yeah, the fans were into it. And, you know, like I said earlier, the way the game started out, it wasn't a whole lot different than that game against the Islanders on Sunday with how dominant that New York was in that game. Philadelphia was last night too. That two penalties in the first, 5 minutes. And I guess it got Jarry into the game because he was really good. But if it wasn't for him, there's no way it would have been 0-0 after the first period. So, you know, the fans got into that. But, you know, fans respond more, and they got into it more when the Penguins started scoring some goals. And mm-hmm. Kapanen went off for his little five-minute stretch where he should have scored three goals. The third one, man, that was a great save by Hart. But you know, they get into when there was something to cheer for, when there was something to cheer, they cheered. When there was something to boo, they booed. You know, they got on the officials a couple times. There was an icing call when Tanev was clearly going to get to the puck first, and they whistled it anyway. And they get into it before the game. I thought this was pretty cool, that Malkin is always the last guy off the ice in warmups. He's the last guy out there. It's his superstition and his routine. Everybody else leaves. He's still out there fiddling with a puck, and then he, you know, kicks it over to the skate guy and everything else. But he stopped while he was doing that after everybody left, and he kind of, like, looked around. He's, like, looking around, like, hey, there's fans here. And he's looking around, and he, you know, got put on the Jumbotron, so more fans started cheering, and he kind of took it in a little bit. And I think he was, you know, he was satisfied, so he left and went back to the locker room. But I thought he responded. The players talked about it afterwards. And I think that I'll bet the Flyers players, you know, they're getting booed and stuff. And so I'm sure that they appreciated that, too, because you're used to that. And it helps you get into a game, whether the fans, you know, you're the visiting team where the fans are getting on you, or the home team where the fans are supporting you. And I think they were sincere after the game. And Sullivan talked about it, too. They genuinely appreciated fans being there because it made them feel, you know, more like they were playing a real hockey game.
Now, is there a lot of interaction between Jim and the other press corps that is at these games? Does Jim keep to himself, or are you chatty Cathy with the other reporters that are around you in the press area?
We're three seats apart in the press box.
So are you screaming down to the guy next to you, what a save, that was a heck of a play, I wonder if Craig's going to win his Malkin
gold bet?
None of that?
No, I'm down. I'm Dan Kingerski, Pittsburgh Hockey Now. You hear him on our air every now and again.
The Bud Moonshiner.
Dan's good dude. Yes, I remember that handle. Anyway, I talk to him every now and again, but he's like two people over, so I'll get up out of my seat and kind of walk over and commiserate a little bit. Rossi bops around some. I, you know, talk to another guy who does work for another station. You know, Seth Rohrbaugh, I believe, was there last night. DeFabo was there from the Post Gazette. So yeah, I see those guys.
Okay,
had a nice chat with Bibbs and Mirzy on my way to my seat because you know got there early.
What is a nice conversation with those guys like pregame? Are you even talking about hockey? Or are you talking what, golf?
No,
no.
The last time I played golf, it was with Bob Airy. He's good.
Really?
I saw the old 2-9er. He was there as well because he was having an animated conversation.
Is Bibbs a pretty good golfer?
Mirzy
cigars on the golf course and beers or no?
I'm thinking they did. There were some beverages consumed,
mm-hmm.
But not, you know, not many. I mean, you just have a couple once you make the turn. So no, he's pretty good. You know who was really good? Dave Pallone, the harness race driver. He played with us as well. He's really good. So yeah, I talked to those guys, and so there's a little interaction, but not much. It's not like you're, you know, and even in the playoffs where they squeeze more people in. So we're socially distanced as well.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Jim, you want any of this firewood at my house or what?
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. We're okay. We do have a fire pit, but we use it sparingly, and it probably will not be used on July 4th, or it might be, but just by us, nobody else. So, I'm going to pass. I appreciate your generous offer. I think Jeff is interested. So, so good. Good,
right.
Good luck. In,
what's for dinner tonight?
I have no idea.
Fair enough.
I asked the question for once, Pony, and it's the first time we don't get an answer. See, I screwed things up.
I did have two RC Colas last night at the game.
How were they?
Oh. Like RC Cola.
Okay, how was that?
It was okay.
I can hear you laughing in the background.
Wouldn't call it great. It,
all right, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. We'll let you go on that note. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Western North Huntington, and Uniontown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.